Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Vicki Sherman, past president of the 99s, lead FAST Team representative from DeLand, Florida, who is today's host.
I'm very honored today to have a performer here with me, and it's Kathy Hertz. Kathy, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, I found out a few things about you and very interesting things. Before I talk a little bit about your performance, you're also an MD.
Yeah, that's correct.
And does that overlap in the aviation? Anything to do with aviation at all?
No. Actually, in 1974, I saw the Blue Angels perform, and I fell in love with formation aerobatics. And I went to talk to one of the pilots there, and I said, I want to be a Blue Angel. How do I sign up? And he looked at me, and he said, you don't get to fly any jets because you're female. And you can certainly join, but you'll be flying a bomber. So that's when I decided, well, maybe I should go into medicine. And so I didn't fly again or even think about it until 2001, which is when I got my license.
Well, I think you had mentioned in one of your comments that I read about is that when you did your first spin, that's when you really got hooked.
Yeah. When I was taking my lesson, my training, my instructor was very fearful of spins, and I pushed the rudder and, you know, during something, and he scared me to death that we were going to get in a spin and die. And so the weather was so awful in Oregon at that time, it was in December, that I thought, you know, I have some vacation time, maybe I'll go down and take a spin avoidance course, you know, so
yeah.
I can learn how to never get into a spin. And after the first spin, I was hooked on it, and I ended up doing 5 hours of aerobatic training down there and decided that aerobatics was my thing. And knowing that you can't rent aerobatic airplanes, I decided that, well, I guess I'll have to buy one. So I looked around and I found this particular airplane called a Zlin, Z-L-I-N, which is a Czechoslovakian aerobatic plane. It's side by side with this big bubble canopy, and you can do instrument training in it, and it just does everything. And so I bought that before I'd even soloed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was determined.
Well, I know that you really got into it because a few years later you started a company called Wing Over.
Yeah. Well, I went on to get my license in the Zlin. And then I wanted to get some aerobatic instruction, and I talked to Patty Wagstaff, who was kind of somebody that I was inspired by, and she mentioned that a man named Steve Wolf lived in my area, and if I could get him to train me, I'd be really lucky. And so I called him, and he took me up in the Zlin, and because he'd never flown one, he says, yeah, this is, I'll teach you in this. So, you know, my training with him, of course, in the Zlin, I love doing the aerobatics, but he's a pits guy. So at every opportunity, he was telling me, you know, this is a great plane, but when you fly a pits. So eventually I flew a pits, and then, of course, I wanted to buy a pits. So then it was like, okay, well, we'll form Wing Over Aerobatics to give rides and lessons. And I hired Steve as my instructor so that I could afford to have two planes.
To have two planes.
Yeah.
And didn't he build your airplane or customize that airplane for you?
Well, yeah, the story kind of continues because then I went on to start doing air shows, and Steve and I eventually got married, and then I wanted a smaller plane than the S2B because it was pretty big and I'm pretty small, to the point where we had to put 7 pounds of weight on the tail spring.
Oh boy.
So
yeah.
he found an S1 and just totally rebuilt it, customized it. So it's what we call the Wolf Pits special for me.
It is special.
And it is special. And he made the mistake of giving me an outline of the plane and say, you design the paint scheme and I'll paint it for you. So, you know, never being into planes or anything, I designed this beautiful artsy thing, you know, with a lot of curves and everything, and I gave him the paint scheme, and he looked at that and he said, do you realize there's not one straight line on this and you have 5 colors? But he painted it.
Boy, it sounds like Steve, though, is sort of a unique guy. Not only did you marry him, but he's also your AMP and keeps that airplane running well for you. And And
he was my aerobatic instructor and taught me everything I knew, and then he also builds planes, and he was my mechanic. He was my employee for a while. We won't go there, but
okay.
he says, ever since we've gotten married, I've never had a paycheck since. But you know how that goes. But we're a great team, and we've done some great things together.
Well, I noticed like you really started out in your aerobatic training, and you said you loved the spins, you got hooked on it, then you did the tumbles, and then you did the hammerheads, and then it led into one thing after another.
Yeah. Well, he made the mistake of taking me to my first air show in 2001 at Hillsboro, where Sean D. Tucker was performing, and of course he does this opening dive with the snap rolls, and you know, his wah-wah show that does all kinds of wild and crazy things, and I saw that, and the first thing I said is, that's how I want to fly.
Well, I know that he's one of your mentors, too, that you really look up to.
And I spent 10 hours flying with Sean, and he taught me all the tumbles and gyroscopic stuff, and I went back and taught that to Steve, and we both really enjoyed everything that Sean's taught me, and he was a great instructor.
Well, is there anything about aerobatics that you don't care for, or you see anything that you unusual?
That I don't care for.
Yeah.
No, that's a tough one. No one's ever asked me that before. I'm not sure there is anything I don't.
I don't
care
think
for.
There is.
Well,
either.
Okay, I've thought of one thing.
Okay.
When you take people up for lessons or rides or something, unfortunately, they don't have the same kind of tolerance that I do. So we have to carry bags.
Sick bags.
Yeah, so that's one thing about aerobatics I don't like. not everybody can handle it.
I know that you and Steve have set up a nice program, an aerobatic program, unusual attitude lessons and spin courses. And can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, when I did my spin training that I told you about, there was nothing like that in the Northwest, of course, probably because of the weather, but no one was offering that. So when I formed the school, I wanted to set up programs like that because there's other pilots that are afraid of spins and stalls and that type of thing. So I felt there was a real need for it. And in addition, I enjoy aerobatics so much that I wanted to offer rides for people that aren't pilots, because the only thrill they get really is the rides, the carnival rides,
right,
and that type of thing, which is totally different. And aerobatics is so much more fun because you're up in space. So you get the 3D effect.
And the freedom.
Yeah, the freedom feel. And, you know, so that was my original goal, was to start doing unusual attitude, spin training, and rides. And then it's progressed from there to Steve likes to do pit checkouts and tailwheel endorsements and more advanced aerobatic training for people that do competition. So it's just expanded, and we have a great time.
Right. And you did move your business, or you have it here around Leesburg, Florida, right?
Right. Right. We were getting really frustrated in Oregon because the weather is pretty unpredictable, and people would show up for their lesson and it'd be bad weather, and you know, so we decided we were ready for a change in our life. Both of us had been living in Oregon for the last 25 years, and you know, it looked nice out here with the sun and the warmth and the good flying out here. So we decided to take the big step and I sold my practice, and we sold the hangars and the house and moved on out here. And we're now located in Leesburg, which is an international airport with control tower, and it's a great big runway and nice strip and a good location. And what we get a lot of is international pilots coming over and people on vacation, you know, so that the family can go to Disney World in Orlando. We're an hour away, and they can come up and do some flight training and have a good time. So it's worked out very well.
The type of training, you have a wide range, which I think is wonderful, because I don't think there's very many places that offer the type of courses that you do.
Yeah, and we have the two planes. So we have the Zlin, which is a low monowing.
Right.
So it's very similar to somebody's maybe Cherokee or RV or a Cessna. You know, if they want to just experience spins and get that spin avoidance training, it's very similar to the type of plane they're going to fly. And then we also have the Pitts S2B, which is a biplane, high performance, hot rod plane that people that are really into the aerobatics, or if they just want to feel a biplane, they can enjoy that.
You've got a quite nice variety to offer them.
And one's tailwheel and one's tricycle gear.
it gives an option of what they
on their comfort level. Uh-huh.
Exactly. Now, when you give these courses, like the type of person that would walk into your business and say, "I want to do aerobatics," how do you? I know you sort of have a feel probably when the person comes in. How do you determine what's best for them? I mean, you know, they say they want to do maybe spins. I know you probably have those that want to do spins, and they probably come back after they've done, "I'll never do that again." Or do you get
that? You know, you would think that, but even the ones that get sick want to come back.
Really?
Everybody loves it. And Steve is such a great instructor that he makes everybody feel at ease and comfortable and safe. And, you know, we have such a wide range of people coming in, from the young girl that wants to buy her boyfriend a gift certificate, who's always wanted to fly but never has, all the way up to the older retired. We had a 94-year-old woman that always wanted to do it, get a ride. But anyway, we've had a lot of older people that were pilots, enjoyed maybe military flying, whereas aerobatic maneuvers and that type of plane, who always wanted to fly a small plane and do aerobatics, and they come in for lessons, and we just get a wide range. And so many people buy planes after they fly with us.
I was going to say, you rejuvenated them and then got them excited to get back into it.
Yeah. So. We always say Steve should be a pits dealer, because he sells more pizzas. Everybody wants one after he.
And they can also get
them.
A custom design the way they want it too from
that's
him.
That's true.
He knows that airplane really well. I mean,
he does. I think he's built one of every model of the pizzas and flown every one of them. And he's got over 5,000 hours of pits time alone, and he's flown over 200 different models of airplanes in general. And he has such a wide range of experience. He taught the Jordanian Royal Falcons, the formation team in Jordan under King Hussein way back in the 70s.
Wow!
You know, he's just been there, done that, air shows for 27 years, and built a lot of very incredible planes, like the Delmar's GB is probably the most well-known, but also the Hughes Racer, he built the wing on that, and Cyclone, Frank Ryder flies that, and Bobby Yonkin was flying his Samson, there's so many, and he's just come out with his own latest design that looks similar to a Pitts, but is not. It's all his creation that he called the Wolf Pitts Pro. And that was built for Weiss Coleman III, and he competed at the aerobatic competition, the Nationals, this last Nationals, and took third, I think. And it can do some incredible things that no other plane can do yet.
Wow!
And it's a biplane, and it was outperforming the edges and the extras vertically. So it's pretty remarkable, and so we're waiting to see what's going to happen with that one. Who's going to be able to really show it off? Sean's flying it right now for a movie that they're doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, I know you're going to be performing here in about another hour or so.
Uh-huh.
And can you tell me a little bit about what you're going to do today, and some about your safety factors, or what you look forward to when you get out there and really do the real stuff?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. You know, I've always loved aerobatics just because the feel of it. I like the freedom and the complete control over gravity, and you really feel like the world is yours. And when I started doing the aerobatics, so many people complained because I was in Oregon, and they just didn't like the noise. And when I started doing air shows, one of the main reasons was because here's people that want to see me fly. So I've taken what I've learned and what I enjoy doing, which is the tumbling, the spins, that type of thing. I like going from zero airspeed to fast and being in weird positions. I've never gotten dizzy or sick, so none of it bothers me. And I just enjoy being totally out of sorts.
Out of control?
Totally out of control, not knowing which way is up or down, and then recovering from it. So my show tends to be a little higher than maybe some of the others you're going to see, because I do a lot of spins, upright flat spins, inverted flat spins, and centrifuges and that type of thing. And then I do some low stuff as well, but most of the stuff I like to do, like I said, is out of control stuff. And that's what allows me to fly an S1 Pitts with a fixed pitch prop. So it's a very basic airplane that's been around for 40 years from, you know, Curtis Pitts's first design.
Yeah.
With doesn't have a complex prop on it, so it's just the old basic thing. It's got a 200 horse IO 360 engine, which is pretty stock.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just it's sleek and it's clean, and because it's got Steve's wings on it, his cowling, so I'm able to do incredible stuff, and it fits me.
And it fits you. That's good.
Yeah, that's the best part about it is it's not this big monster plane.
Well, I know that, you know, when you go up there and perform, I'm sure you're thinking ahead of that plane too, or what you're going to be doing in case something does pop up or you need to take control if something should ever happen. What are some of the safety features or facts that you keep?
Well, we wear a hooker harness, which is a double seat belt, so it's got a backup system. One latches one direction, the other latches the other way, so that if one comes unhooked, you still have your, and it's a 5-point restraint, so you're still locked in there. And of course, being that I'm doing negative G, I have to have it very tight. I've always worn a parachute in every plane I've flown, just because I can't reach the rudders if I don't have one, but you know, so
it's a backup.
I'm very used to that. I've never used it though.
That's good. That's very good. Yeah. And you feel that with Steve, knowing that some of the work that he's done on that airplane gives you that little bit more confidence?
Oh yeah, and being that I'm flying it, he maintains it very well.
Yes, that's a big factor.
Yeah, he's a good crew chief.
So now I know you've done some performance, like you said, you just did one in Ontario.
That was last year, and then we just did the Tavares show.
Mount Dora Air Show,
yeah,
and everything. So after Sun and Fun, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm just new to this area, so these are the only two shows I have lined up so far, but I'm hoping I'll be able to do some more. It's kind of interesting. In Oregon, they don't have shows this early in the season. Everything's in, you know, August. So
Right.
Like it hasn't started yet, but anyway, so
you'll probably get on the circuit and just change it around a little bit. We have the little bit nicer weather throughout the year, where you'll probably then go back to Portland and Ontario in the summer months or whatever. And
that's what everybody tells me, that it gets pretty darn hot here in the summer.
Oh, it does. If you're not used to the humidity, you're gonna get. And
Fortunately, I like heat and humidity, so we'll see.
You're like me. Like that. Like
you never know, like though. Too much of a good thing, huh?
No, yes, that's true. But, you know, we've got a real good show going on coming up this afternoon, too, and we're looking forward to watching you, Kathy.
Thank you. Yeah, you have a great lineup, a good variety, and if you're not here, you better be.
Well, that's right. We all feel out there that if you have never been to Sun and Fun, you get to meet some of these performers and the airplanes that are built for variety of airplanes all over the world.
Yeah, and every type you never even thought of.
Well, that's true. And this being the second largest flying in the world. I mean, what better opportunity?
Yeah, I feel very honored to be flying here. And like I told you earlier, Steve and I got married here 7 years ago. So it's fun to be coming back here and flying now as a performer.
But did you not get married in a hot air balloon?
Yeah, we got married in a hot air balloon in the hot air balloon race at 6 in the morning. And Curtis Pitts was our best man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well.
And we came in third.
I think you took a lot of the trophies that year, didn't you?
It was a great life.
So, well, if you had an opportunity to talk to the audience out here about Wing Over, what would you like to say about, you know, having them come out to see you in the program that you have to offer?
Well, I would like everyone to know that we have a great instructor. Steve Wolf is just one personable, very, very knowledgeable man who answers questions and takes time with people, and everyone that flies with him raves about how comfortable they feel in the air, in the plane, in control. There's something about Steve's personality, and I noticed this before I married him, so I was not just talking as his wife. He makes you feel that you can take a chance and make a mistake, try it again, make a mistake again, try it again, and you know, and there's plenty of time. He'll recover it if there's a problem, but you have the opportunity to learn, to try. Did it work? No. Okay, try it again. Did it work this time? Yes. No. Whatever. And you don't feel humiliated. You just feel like you can experiment around and really learn from the practice and not be in jeopardy at all. He's there to handle the plane. He teaches people how to land a pits, which is probably one of the most
hardest things to do.
And he lets them land it. I mean, he's right there on the controls, so if there's any problems, he's got it.
Right.
But he gives them the feel of, okay, it started going off, okay, now next time this is what you do to correct it, and then they get to try it again. And you know, there's so many instructors, I can't tell you, that they won't let you have control of the plane, or they make you scared to death because they're nervous or tense, and
it makes it hard to learn, doesn't it?
It makes it hard because it makes you afraid.
Yeah.
You know, that you're going to do something wrong and they're not going to be able to handle it.
Exactly. And so you get that feeling of sense of accomplishment after you've gone up there and flown with him.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, if there's ever a thought of anybody that they might enjoy aerobatics, that he will show them how much fun it really is. And not something to be afraid of. Well,
now, let me ask you, would you like to become a flight instructor?
Well, I actually do instruct aerobatics. You don't have to be a CFI to instruct aerobatics, so I do aerobatic instruction. Steve's a CFI, so he can do the tailwheel checkout,
endorsements,
you know, that type of things where you need a degree. But yeah, it's great. I love doing it too. I just, you know, have my day job.
You have your day job. Sounds like a pretty good day job, if you ask me, Kathy. So, like, so now, do you have any goals, short-term goals and long-term goals that you would like to do, obviously, in aerobatics or the aviation field?
Well, you know, we just bought a Lance Air, or we finished building, I should say, a Lance Air turboprop. So I'm enjoying trying to learn that and all the instruments, you know, the electronic stuff, glass cockpit, which has been a challenge. I've never flown with an autopilot, and that's been an interesting experience. So I'm looking forward to that challenge, and I would like to do more instructing and maybe less medicine. Don't let my boss hear that.
And you are still practicing?
Oh yeah, that's my day job.
That's your job? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you did. You started up, and when you got down here to uh-huh. practice a little bit.
Yeah,
and is it sports medicine that you're doing?
General practice.
Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of urgent care right now in the villages.
Well, that's.
So I'm busy doing that, but I'm hoping to maybe a year or so be able to cut back on that and just instruct full time. That would really be more fun.
More where you're tending to lean towards.
Yeah.
But you said the villages now. Not that I'm saying out there, folks, that, you know, being a little bit older, but the most of them are there. And when you tell them that you do aerobatics, what are some of your comments?
They love it. A lot of, you would be surprised how many of them are pilots.
Oh, really?
Or former pilots, or even wannabe pilots that had families and never got around to it.
Yeah.
Are now thinking, well, gee, you know. And like I said, we gave a 94-year-old woman a ride in the pits. She wanted the pits.
She wanted the pits.
And she got in and out of that like it was nothing. And we've had a lot of other older people that, you know, have enjoyed it. And matter of fact, Steve checked a guy out. He was 87, and he bought his first S2B at 87.
At 87.
Yes. So, you know, you can do anything if you want to.
You know, that's one nice thing about flying. I don't care. You know, when I hear someone say that, well, I'm too old to fly or whatever, I say, you're never too old to fly. That's the beauty of flying, just getting up there and, like you said earlier, the freedom, freedom just to get up there and fly.
That's right.
But let me ask you, if someone wanted to get up, check you out, what is your website address and your email, if you'd like to share
sure.
that with
our Our website is www.wingoveraerobatics, and that's all one word, .com. And then our email address is ithurts, because I'm a doctor and my name is Hurts, so you know, everybody's joked about that. So finally I said, I'm going to take advantage of it. So email is ithurts. And that's H-I-R-T-Z, not H-U-R-T-S, as I have to tell everybody. And that's at AOL.com.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, folks, if you get the opportunity, get over by Leesburg. You need to check Kathy's over there called Wing Over. And check it out. Even if you don't want to do some spins and that, you can at least go up and take a nice, do some loops or whatever. Whatever you would like to do.
We always gear the ride to the person. So if they're very fearful, then we'll just do some wing overs and steep turns and maybe a roll, you know, whatever they feel comfortable with. And it's surprising how they don't think they're going to want anything, and then pretty soon they're doing loops and hammerheads and, you know, want more. So you never know. But
well, when you get people at 94 and 87 buying airplanes,
she did everything. Yeah.
She. Well, there you go, folks. Age has no relevance. Just need to go out and try it, and Yes. You may even like it. You may even wind up buying an airplane.
That's right. And we have gift certificates, so if you know somebody that you think might want a gift of an aerobatic ride. Yeah.
Well, looking out behind us, Kathy, it's things are starting to get going, and like you to know that Kathy will be performing here shortly, and take the opportunity to come out and see what's happening out here, and look for Kathy out here. And Kathy, it's really been an honor interviewing you, and I hope our paths will meet again. I may have to come over and take a little bit
there
of instruction from you, and thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm Vicki Sherman here at the FAST Team National Resource Center, and I hope to see you again soon. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.